This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are now into hour number two, and I want to take calls from Australia and New Zealand. I know it's the middle of the night over there on your incredible police state, what's unfolded there. We had the phone lines load up with other people that aren't from Australia calling in. It's kind of hard to get the folks from Australia. The folks do that. We're leaving the phones open for Australia and New Zealand. Next hour, Canada and Europe. 877-789-2539. If you tried to call in and couldn't get through, call in again. We're trying to get to your call. 877-789-2539. And we have a guest on who's leading some of the opposition against the 1984 come-to-real-life lockdowns in the UK. Joining us, and again, as I said, we'll take some phone calls from other activists and other people to give your views while we do that interview. But this is just an amazing time to be alive, folks. Open world government, open vaccine passports, open total control, pedophilia out in the open, world government out in the open. And a world government that's anti-human. I mean, this is, and the weirdos and the crazy people that work for the system who all violate their own rules, it is simply staggering. But here's a very important report that I wanted to get to. And let's go ahead and roll that report, and we'll be right back.
Just like we need to be a unified nation in response to COVID-19, we need a unified national response to climate change.
Now, I know the infrastructure deal that they're talking about, and Manchin said they're going to introduce it today, they're going to bring out the language, is obviously a lot smaller than you wanted, a lot smaller than a lot of your fellow progressives wanted. It still does include things that you like, including funding for electric vehicle charging stations, public transit, clean water systems, broadband, more. When it comes before the House, as it looks like will happen, will you vote for it?
We have to hold on to that bargain. If there is not a reconciliation bill in the House, and if the Senate does not pass the reconciliation bill, we will uphold our end of the bargain and not pass the bipartisan bill until we get all of these investments in.
You ask her, who's going to pay for all this? It's a fantasy. So we're in a situation right now where we're on the edge, I think, of significant inflation because the government's spending far more than it's taking in. It is putting dramatic inflationary pressure on the economy, and every American will end up being poorer because of the policies of the left-wing Democrats.
The Democrats' infrastructure deal is merely the Green New Deal with another name. As the Washington Times reports, a slew of liberal priorities, including health care, climate change, and anti-poverty initiatives, Democrats also plan to push for amnesty for illegal immigrants and new mandates phasing out fossil fuels such as coal and natural gas from the electrical grid. The fact that a bipartisan Congress is even considering the legislation is evidence that the legislative branch has finally reached the end of its usefulness to the American people. There are parties within our government that are well aware that advanced technologies exist, yet the United Nations climate change initiatives and Klaus Schwab's foreseeable cyber attacks will plummet humanity back into the Stone Age. It may look like business as usual, but the Democrats are preparing yet another dagger to plunge into the heart of America.
But the biggest problem is Nancy Pelosi has said she's going to handcuff the two together, the real infrastructure right, with this spending monstrosity, which is reckless tax and spending.
So just to be clear, this is a bill almost 3,000 pages long, and you haven't seen much of it. You don't really know what's in there.
Well, we're still looking for the details of it. The parts I've seen that are concerning to me, and I'm from Wyoming, an energy state. Again, this is a bipartisan bill. I have concerns about the energy component, where the Democrats have insisted that the model for energy ought to be the California model. Well, Maria, in California, electricity prices are the highest in the country. They have their ongoing blackouts. They have this approach that I think is not the right one for America. We have gone from an energy dominant nation now under President Biden. We're becoming much more energy dependent, and I think it's the wrong direction to go.
But in the end, the Democrats failed yet again. As the New York Times reported, the infrastructure package is far from the transformational package that President Biden had sought. The bill includes no mechanisms to immediately mandate the reduction of fossil fuel emissions. So Biden has predictably failed to meet the goals of the Paris Agreement, which will not please his handlers who are eagerly implementing the United Nations Agenda 2030 plan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I tell the great producers of this show who I'd like to get on, and then sometimes it just works out where a theme of a particular show kind of forms itself without us even trying, and that's what today's broadcast is about waking up to the prison being built around us and resisting it, not giving into it, not submitting. So we've got Lawrence Fox, who's helping lead with a lot of other great folks a movement against the permanent emergency lockdown in the United Kingdom and Europe. And then, of course, we have Chris Sky, who's doing an amazing job coming up in the third hour in Canada and all over the world as well, really exposing the global plan for a permanent lockdown, just how draconian this is. And then I thought maybe in this hour, it's the middle of the night over there, give the number out to take a few calls from Australia, where they are the most oppressive that we've seen in the world other than North Korea, and really reverting back to a prison colony. And we've got Adam, James, Jamal, Brad, and others that have already called in from Australia, middle of the night, so I will intersperse your calls with our guest. But Lawrence Fox is a well-known, successful actor. Not going to get into all the things he's done. But he's been an outspoken critic of political correctness and cancel culture, both on national TV and social media, although he may be best known for playing James Hathaway in the British TV drama series Lewis from 2006-2015. He's also the founder and leader of the Reclaim Party in the UK. You can keep up with everything Lawrence is doing at the Reclaim Party by visiting reclaimparty.co.uk or by following him on Twitter at LOZZAFox, Loza Fox dot. And the Reclaim Party at Twitter as well, reclaimparty.co.uk. We see some of the amazing big rallies they've had in Trafalgar Square and the hundreds of thousands. We see millions in Germany, millions in France, hundreds of thousands going out in Australia. Then they face scan them, come back to their houses and beat them. This is Germany beating little kids, running over women with Clydesdale horses. I don't hate the police. I don't hate the military. But when it's not in our hands and it's unconstitutional, it becomes like North Korean military evil. And as a man, I'm not going to, like the IRA, go blow anything up or anything. I'm just saying they're really crossing a Rubicon of violence here. So we should up the civil disobedience and the love and really get more aggressive but not play the violence game. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to get your take on this, Lawrence Fox, during this amazing period in human history.
Thanks so much for having me, Alex. Actually, yes, today has been a particularly dark day in England, because what happens is the way the authoritarians play the game is that they release a poll called from a company called YouGov, which was formed by the vaccines minister. Ironic that, saying that everyone wants more vaccines, more lockdowns, more masks, and the government have now announced today that they're going to start jabbing children. And it's just utterly horrific, and I think the times of evil are coming upon us, actually. I have no other way of looking at this. Experimenting on children, for me, is utterly, utterly disgusting.
Yeah, that, for me, is Joseph Mengele territory and really crosses a final line.
Absolutely, it does. And it, we're watching, the horribleness of it is we're watching it take place slowly. So we're slowly being strangled by this government. We don't have an opposition in the United Kingdom. Our opposition in the UK says, whatever the government do, yes, let's do that and more. So we live in a one-party state, which is essentially we're living under a regime, an authoritarian regime. Any semblance of democracy in the UK is finished. And now we're experimenting on our children. It's appalling.
Boy, didn't Boris Johnson turn out to be a Trojan horse?
Boris Johnson, the only thing Boris Johnson has is self-serving. When Britain voted for Brexit, Boris Johnson wrote two letters, one in support of remaining in the European Union and one in support of leaving. The man has no backbones, no principles, and no leadership skills whatsoever. So we're being led by a baby, and a massively adulterous baby as well. He operates his country in the same way that he operates his private life, which is a shambles and an immoral disaster area.
Where to start? Because these are amazing rallies. These speeches are so historical, but the mainstream media blocks them out. For folks that don't know, I would say Europe, the UK, Australia is the epicenter of this tyranny, announcing COVID passports, pushing all this. What's happening on the ground, and what can you report to the world? Because what is happening in your country is obviously coming here next.
Well, the UK's biggest advertiser in the mainstream media to the tune of 180 million last year was the mainstream media. The government were the biggest advertiser on the mainstream media. So we have no reporting of the hundreds of thousands of people that stand against tyranny and for freedom. And the temperature within these rallies and these protest marches is getting more and more is getting hotter, and the government think that they can ignore it and keep shoveling propaganda down the necks of us poor plebs while the establishment maintain their wealth. And we're watching our currency is about to fall apart as well. So we're looking at the government are trying to rush in a CBDC into the UK, and that's going to fail as well, because the government couldn't even organize a test and trace app where we've got millions of people being told that they cannot go to work. So you expect them to rebuild the currency? Rishi Sunak, our Chancellor of the Exchequer, has spent £400 billion trying to pay everybody off with a furlough scheme in the UK. And when this stops, something else will start. And it's not going to be good.
Well, let's think big picture. You're a smart guy, and I don't think I'm that stupid. The powers that be, the multinational corporations, know this destabilization is going to do what the Great Reset wants. Collapse things, bring in universal income. So the politicians are following orders, thinking, oh, we're just going to make people take shots, create an ID, track and control the public. But really, like you said, they're starting a division in society that's going to form a giant black market economy and make people not follow any of the laws. I mean, if I wanted to end civilization, I would do what the UK government's doing right now.
Absolutely. They're making it impossible to the only people that don't consent usually within any population are the working people. They don't want to be told what to do. So whenever they get a chance to vote, like Brexit, like Trump, they vote what they want to see. And the establishment spend their time stamping that out and trying to tell us all what to think. And it's I think people have just had enough now. The temperature is febrile in London. London is a dead city. I mean, the cities across England are dead now. There's, you know, people, you barely see people walking around. The rural areas are much more lively. And the mainstream media just ignore this. They think we're so stupid that if they keep shoveling us this propaganda paid for by the government, the government's own polling station paid for, polling company is paid for, that we'll somehow buy it. But people won't. The people now need to stand up and resist this, because this is we're being overtaken by this power-hungry, greedy, spineless regime.
Well, you know, I say the UK and places are the epicenter. What about Pakistan, where whole regions are told, we're going to turn your phone off if you don't come take the shot? So hundreds of thousands in one town fled. Hundreds of thousands lined up this weekend to take the injections. I mean, it's so obvious that the more we accept the phone and the digital ID and the social credit score and the vaccine passport, that's when we're trapped. It's not like the mayor of New York says, you'll have the key to the city, you'll be free. No, once I accept this, I won't be free.
Well, exactly. In the north of England and in areas outside the lost parts of Britain, like London, they say cash is king, and they live with paper money, and that's how they operate, and it is the way that they do it. It is It is inevitable. The only way that they can get a digital ID is via the vaccine passport. They're not going to stop, and they won't stop even until they've started jabbing young children. And that, unfortunately, I think for many, 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 many people will be a red line. And the government will find out that you can't suppress freedom. You can't do it. It doesn't work after a while.
Well, that's right. I mean, I physically am not looking for trouble, Lawrence, but when they start coming after little kids and I read about them dying in the test trials, I physically get mad at myself not doing more. So when we come back, tell us what they've announced in the UK concerning children. I'll tell folks what's happening here and around the world, where they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars out of the gate with the White House coordinating it to hire influencers that your children subscribe to tell them to demand the shot from your parents. So this is the internet. You're just like a pervert online, but it's a corporate bureaucrat that your kid is signed up with, suddenly going to start pushing them with an experimental shot that doesn't even protect them. And that news, that the majority of the people sick of taking the vaccine, will cover it all with Lawrence Fox helping lead the way with the Reclaim Freedom Party over in the UK. Stay with us. Your calls from Australia as well.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So Boris Johnson, after locking down the country for more than a year, said, oh, you'll be free on this day, and announced digital passports, controls, ongoing lockdowns, all of it on Freedom Day. So Lawrence Fox and others, by the hundreds of thousands in London, millions total in the country and all over Europe as well, went out and have been protesting basically ever since. Here's just a small sampling of that activism. And again, the only way this gets out is you sharing it.
I think it's quite clear that those that make the rules aren't following them, and enough is enough, and I want to be open for all.
Everybody is here today because they've had enough of the government hypocrisy and double standards and the precedents that have been set for the conditions on our freedom.
We are all utterly sick to death of the lie and the hoax, and particularly the government corruption.
And even if all of this ends tomorrow, which some people might think it will, the most important thing is that we establish that it can never happen again, because I don't want my children growing up with the threat of these restrictions looming over them.
Just with this lockdown, it's had a significant impact on people's mental health.
Here for freedom, mate. Fight for freedom. For freedom of choice, freedom of movement, freedom to assemble, all of that. And I'm totally with him.
I swear he said,
it's time for change. It's time for us, the people, to stand up and say enough is enough. We're not tolerating this nasty state anymore. The people's voices do be heard. That's what's happening in London today, and this should be happening all across the UK, including Wales.
Is our guest, Lawrence Fox. You can go to the website, reclaimparty.co.uk. I want to get to some calls from Australia, and we'll go to those in a moment. Brad and Adam and Jamel and Grant and others. I know it's the middle of the night over there, and we appreciate them holding. But just getting back to this, a lot of folks keep mentioning their children, the children. Influencers are being paid by the government to shill COVID vaccines to children. New York Times reveals and brags. They're targeting children as young as five, telling them, demand you get the vax. So this is the government and corporations literally trying to contact your children with an experimental, dangerous injection. This is war.
Absolutely. Even one of the doctors said today, he said, children want to choose to have this jab. It's like, that's not true. Parents are there to look after their children and protect their freedoms and their rights for them. They're not there to be coerced by a government. It's appalling. They started off last week, they do the same thing every time. They go, 16, 17-year-old vulnerable children can be considered for the vaccine. That's changed today to any 16 and 17-year-old. And then that's changed today to now 12 to 16, 17-year-olds who are vulnerable. And that will change to every single child until we've jabbed a lot of you. And we have proved to you that this mass failed government public health experiment is that we can win, and we will demand your compliance, otherwise we will destroy
and Lawrence, usually the UK is ahead of the US. Now for what, 3 months, they've been 12 and up, and I've got a whole stack of articles here, young people having heart attacks, many of them dying after they take it, healthy children.
I've been speaking to doctors about that there's a huge risk of myocarditis in young people. And why would you put that? Why would you ever even risk a child's health on that? And I look at that march, Alex, and I remember that. And the footage of that march. And these are good people. These are the good people in this country, the freedom-loving people, the people that keep fabrics of society held together. And these people have been demonized and destroyed by our press and our government. And they are the people that are marching for others' freedom.
By the way, I'm not putting down football hoodlums because they get the bad end of the stick a lot of times. At least they'll fight when Islamic extremists are stabbing people. But I've looked at these crowds. These are not football hooligans. These are a black, white, old, young, a British, very, you can tell, middle class, upper middle class, hardworking, working class. But these are normal people that do not go out and look for fights that are in the streets right now and are really angry.
The people that were interviewed were middle-class people, but the vast proportion of these people are working people, and they are desperate. You know, they've been abandoned by this government. They have nothing. And they will come out, and they come out with such love. And the atmosphere is what you would expect in some of these sort of crappy lefty festivals like Woodstock and Glasgow.
Exactly. The real unity is there in this populism that they're calling right-wing and racist and everything else. What do you make of other parts of the world and the demonstrations you're seeing there? I mean, that's got to be heartening to you.
It's heartening, but it's very worrying what you're seeing, the disproportionality of the behavior of the police, beating people, beating women, beating children around the head for non-compliance. And as we push further and further against these measures, they're going to be equal and opposite reactions to that. And the thing is, I don't think the states are going to stop. What's next? You know, you have to have the jab. Also, then now when you're 25, you don't need two kidneys. You can have one kidney. The state need that kidney for somebody else. Where do we stop with this?
It's a medical tyranny. You're right. That was my next question. We see the police in Italy and France joining with the protesters. We see them attacking, particularly in Germany and Spain and the UK. Just shocking behavior. Well, what's wrong with these police?
Well, I feel for the police in the UK. This particular process, which you're witnessing now, was actually attended by some pretty hardcore, crazy people. You know, that was pretty bad. But the police, a lot of the police who I speak to privately are on our side, you know. But they also have jobs, and they want to keep their jobs.
Well, that was my question. We see the police joining a lot of people around the world. That's got to scare the establishment.
Yeah, the establishment should be scared. Because as they ramp up the pressure, that we will ramp up our pressure in return. And they will need to know, we are not the ones that are going to be violent. But if you come anywhere near my child with a jab, you'll meet me with a giant shovel. And you'll have to get past me first. And I think that I speak for many, many families across this country.
Ireland's not known for being compliant, but they're particularly compliant. What's going on there? It's really bad.
Ireland is having the same peculiar problem as Australia, almost. You know, you thought Australia was the land of the sort of reckless rascal, but look at them. They are basically under martial law in Australia now. It's horrendous. It's a lie, though. You know, it's a lie that we're all being told. And at some point, someone is going to say the emperor is not wearing any clothes, and that's going to be the moment. And then we have to think about what comes next. But this is a horrendous what's been done to the people of this
country. We're going to break in 30 seconds. We'll come back with calls from Australia. But why do you, Mr. Fox, think the establishment is at war with the people all over the world? What is the point of them starting this war?
So they can keep their money, and they can turn us all into their slaves and their plebs, and they can give us our free universal basic income, and we can be grateful for it. And we learn no skills, and we have no jobs, and we never have any ambition. We do what we're told. They send our kibble to us to eat every day, and we shut up and we do as we're told. That's what they want.
That was a perfect 20 seconds. I want to come back and ask you the way out of this and how you see us trying to fix this nonviolently when they're physically attacking us and putting a poisonous jab in us. And that's not begging a question. I don't want to be violent. They're going to win if we do that. I'm simply saying, how do we respond to violence in a nonviolent way and still keep our humanity and stop this? We'll be right back with your phone calls from Australia. Stay with us. But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and then they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com, up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. You know, I know who Lawrence Fox is. He's been in some big movies and TV shows, but I really don't care about that. I like Lawrence Fox because he's engaged in fighting for my freedom and his family's freedom, and that to me is what's important. So I don't care if you're a movie star or whether you're an auto mechanic or a farmer. I don't care if your skin's brown or black or white or pink or red. If you want human justice and you want freedom, we're brothers and sisters together in this epic fight. And so it's the middle of the night in Australia. But the Aussies have come through. We have a huge audience in Australia. And I've been told don't even try to come to Australia over a year ago when a group wanted to bring me there because I'm a troublemaker. So we need to see Australia free. We need to see the UK free. We need to see blue cities and states and the U.S. free. Canada still under a lockdown. They admit for political control. We need to see them freed. We're all in solidarity. We got Logan and Brad and Adam and Jamal and Grant. I'm going to go to you all in 60 seconds, and we're going to keep Lawrence Fox with us here. But I thought it was important today, while we had somebody on from the UK and somebody on from Canada, and I'm here in Texas, to show We're all facing the exact same attack because it's all directed by multinational corporations posing as our doctors, posing as our saviors, trying to bring in a world medical ID that they admit will be the social credit score. And so when the mayor of New York says, this is your key to freedom, how creepy is that when it's not the key to freedom? He will hold the key to your chains.
Absolutely. I've just been on the break. Actually, someone just sent me a message from a media publication in England that said Lawrence Fox holds reprehensible pro-freedom views. You know, now where are we? North Korea? When did Great Britain suddenly decide we wanted to be like China? When did this happen?
Say that again. Say what you just said again, because there was a tweet 2 weeks ago by the New York Times. The New York Times headline said, groups chanting freedom and other anti-government slogans. Same thing. So say that again.
This is what it said. So this is the thing. It said Lawrence Fox says Neil Oliver, who's an absolute a speaker of great truth in this country and speaks for many of the disaffected freedom lovers. Lawrence Fox says Neil Oliver speaks for us all with reprehensible pro-freedom views. I mean, that's when did that happen? When did the love of freedom and the love of personal autonomy and the desire and ability to look after your own life and the people you love and make your own decisions about your life become reprehensible to these authoritarian bastards? When did that happen? When was that acceptable? It's not acceptable to me, ever.
Well, the crew just found that in 30 seconds. There is New York Times shouting freedom and other anti-government slogans. Hundreds of Cubans. The Cubans are bad now. Took to the streets and cities around the country. So there, even the New York Times is against Cubans that no one lives under communism.
They're against anybody who loves freedom. And this man, Neil, who you've got on your screen at the moment, has spent the last 48 hours being attacked for saying, I will sacrifice everything for your freedom. And he's being attacked by people. You know,
by the way, for those who don't know, I'm sure most people know, Lawrence, I know you know this. When you're willing to sacrifice everything, you get everything. When you're willing to sell out, we lose everything. The attitude of bowing down is what makes slaves. And I don't want to live in North Korea.
No, I don't want to live in North Korea either. But unfortunately, they're bringing it in by proxy and by stealth in this country. And we need an organized, very organized political opposition to this because we don't have one. We live in a one-party state where we're told what to do. And as much as I love the citizens coming together, I mean, well, we're now just organs of the state, essentially, aren't we? But what we need is a very organized political opposition, which essentially is me at the moment, and the best. And I'm walking up and down the country, and I'm driving up and down the country, and I'm finding the best people in those areas.
Yeah, I should have said that up front, because I've been following all the different groups. I know you're one of the main leaders of it, and we should have pointed out one of the main leaders of the UK on-the-ground opposition. What type of harassment have any of you gone through? There's a lot of other people I know that stick their heads up. They really come after them.
Oh, okay. I mean, in the street, people come up to me. I've had people come up to me in tears saying thank you. The street is a very different place from the social media platforms that represent, you know, this is where cowards go to hide in their mother's
basement. Exactly. So you have the alternate universe of social media where you're a bad guy, but on the street everybody loves you.
Well, it's not love, but they're grateful that someone is saying it, you know, and I'm not a...
Well, when I say love, they love themselves. I mean, there's a love of freedom.
Absolutely. They're the best in every society, and they keep every society upheld. The people that fight to defend your freedom, that's the people that you
absolutely. All right, let's go to calls here. Ride Shotgun with us, Lawrence Fox. Let's talk to Logan, and then we'll talk to Jamal, Brad, Adam, and Grant. Appreciate you all from the great land down under, now fallen to tyranny. Logan, tell us what it's like in the endless lockdown.
Let you know that people's spirits down here are broken. We've got a city that's absolutely destroyed. Now we've got the northern part of the country being completely taken apart. All the businesses are shut. I mean, they're not showing none of that on the TV.
Even
harder and harder.
Even here in Austin, we had a limited lockdown. Half the businesses never reopened. It's like a ghost town. Please continue. Tell us where you are and what's happening.
Well, I'm in Victoria, and tonight we found out that we've got one case that might be in a school, and we're in the midst of going back into a lockdown in Victoria again, one day after coming out of a lockdown. People are absolutely at their end's wits down here, but no one's listening to us in the government. No one's, every day, all we hear is, 30% increase in their wages, 40% increase in their wages. but nothing changes for the people. Now the people in Sydney, they've shut the businesses down. They're putting $750 into people's accounts every week. They're not going to protest.
But again, there won't be any businesses or goods to buy with that. They're purposely collapsing society to bring in a universal income. You've got to get that message out to folks that once the universal income's in, they've got you.
People not to speak to people anymore. I mean, I'm sure you've seen that. It's absolutely out of control.
Yeah, what do you make of your health minister saying, don't talk to your neighbors, don't talk to your grandchildren?
Well, that gives us every indication that there's a medical tyranny going on. We hear that, not just that, we hear that our vaccines are getting, our Prime Minister's getting advice from CEOs from vaccine companies. Makes no sense. Who runs the company?
Big Pharma now runs things. They tell the government what to do. This is insane. And what happened to your, quote, conservative Prime Minister? I saw him on TV 2 days ago. He said, I was watching OAN, he goes, we've only got 20% inoculated, so we're going to stay locked down until 70% take it.
Look, he's very confusing at the moment, Alex. He is conservative. Of my heart's behind him. Other than him, you're about the only other person we can listen to and get advice from. It's getting very hard now.
There's on a lot of things like carbon taxes, he said no. To China, he said no. But why is he like a gun to his head going along with the lockdowns? He needs to stop that.
To me, it feels like that's where the medical part of it comes in. Keep hearing about Pfizer giving recommendations here, and I don't know if they're running the country or if the Prime Minister's running the country, but every time they make a recommendation, it goes through. 12-year-old
that's right.
Is going to get back.
Logan, thank you for the call. Take Bolsonaro. He can't even run his own country because medical corporate tyranny, that's what globalism is corporate fascism. We're going to go to break and come back with Brad, Adam, Jamal, Graham, get to all of you. But real quick, talking to Lawrence Fox here, one of the main leaders of the lockdown opposition in the UK. What do you make of this where it seems like presidents, prime ministers don't have power? It's now the corporations.
Yeah, well, that what did Mussolini say? It's fascism is a combination of corporatism and, you know, he mentioned corporatism in it. It's
a merger of the corporations and the state. Yeah,
there you go. Exactly. Sorry, that was the quote. No, we have to. It's encouraging listening to him talking. Jamal, was that on from Australia? Because it's confusing. And the idea is to destroy small businesses and to destroy anybody's opportunity to be hopeful about their own life and make them utterly dependent on the state. That's the job that they want to achieve, and they're succeeding in it. They're bribing us in the UK with furlough, and it sounds like they're bribing them in Australia as well. Terrible.
That's what's happening. Back in 4 minutes, I'm going directly to Brad and then Jamal and then Adam and then Grant. Your calls are straight ahead with our special guest, Lawrence Fox of reclaimparty.co.uk. He's helping lead the charge of these big demonstrations. And believe me, folks, what's happening in the UK is coming here next. And then coming up in about 15 minutes, Chris Skye from Canada. Undoubtedly the number one anti-lockdown activist in the world. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where Sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Well, my friends, look at these three headlines from today. Influencers are being paid by the government to shill COVID vaccines to children. Experimental, deadly, incredible. And look at this. You saw major U.S. newspapers call for porn for children delivered by the state to keep them safe. BBC asked, is there a place for porn for children? That's the new talking point. And if you protest the BBC, they call the police on you. Then, of course, this woman helped run Planned Parenthood. She did run it. Now she's in charge of pushing vaccines for CNN. It's all about aborting your children one way or another, getting their soul. True evil. Talking about Australia, got the headline right here. Australian Prime Minister says unvaccinated people need to be controlled and restricted. So, we've got our special guest leading the charge in the UK with us, Mr. Fox. We're taking calls. Let's talk to Jamal in Australia and then Brad. Go ahead, Jamal. You're on the air.
G'day, Alex. How you going? We spoke about a year ago with our first lockdown.
Yes, sir. I remember. So give us your take on what it's like, what's happening, what's unfolding.
Absolutely. My name is Jamal Bookaboo, the only one on Google, bookaboo.com. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I work with Dr. Wallach with the InfoWars Health team with Ted Anderson. And I am in New South Wales, which is the most popular state. I'm not in Sydney at the moment, but Sydney's in lockdown where you can't go out 5 kilometres from your house, which is like 3 miles. It's pretty bad, Alex. Another important fact that I need to put out is that in Australia, a very low percentage of the population have been vaccinated. I think it's about 28%. So that could be a reason why they've got such a hard lockdown.
Oh, I saw the Prime Minister on TV 2 days ago saying, because you haven't taken your shot, the lockdown continues. So he admits he's holding you hostage. Yeah, I'd say great job. Aussie's not buying this crap. Why do you think the folks in Australia aren't buying this bull?
I'm a bit pessimistic because I know a lot of people that that I thought wouldn't get the shot. They've just lined up and got it and posted it on Facebook like the great citizens. but I do think there is an element in Australian culture that we are a bit hesitant with the, you know, the whole agenda of everything. But I would like to say that I can see plenty of sheep in this country as well.
I hear you, but the U.S. is 50%. Areas of Europe are even higher. Like Gibraltar is 98%. They have the highest COVID outbreaks. You know, it's the truth that's going to expose this. Let me get the take of Lawrence Fox, our guest. Hearing this from Australia, it's just amazing to know that as bad as the U.K. is, Australia is even worse.
I don't understand why Australia, you would have thought Australia was a once freedom-loving country, has descended into this. But can I quickly say, Alex, that thing that you showed, the BBC porn thing?
Yes.
The British Broadcasting Corporation, who are meant to uphold the culture of this country and meant to celebrate the good parts about it and question the less good parts about it, have spent the last 2 decades trying to destroy our culture in this country. And they're one of the institutions that should have been absolutely resolute in their questioning of the government and have absolutely just taken a knee to whatever the government have said, and they should be finished and ended. And I think Australia's got the same problem because they've shut down Sky News Australia off YouTube as well. So with any dissenting views, it's finished. And they're talking about child porn now. You know, I mean, for God's sake. Ugh.
And that's a talking point all over the world now. You're absolutely right. Thank you so much, Jamal. Okay, let's go to Brad in Australia, currently in New Jersey visiting folks, but as family in Australia. Brad, what's your take on the situation?
Hey, Alex. Yeah, it's just crazy to see the last year and a half you've had celebrities go to Australia to kind of escape the lockdowns from the US as kind of like a resort with less restrictions, and then you've seen this quick downward spiral into a tyrannical control. And you've got Sydney, people can't even go 10 kilometres from their house, and you've got 1 hour of exercise, and I'm not sure if you've seen that video, but people are going to their beach, to the beach.
Oh, yeah, the helicopter says you can't be at the beach when the best place you want to be for health is the beach.
Exactly. Yeah, salt water. You're far from people. They were just saying you will be fine if you don't leave the beach. It's $500 fines if you don't have a mask. And it's just getting really crazy, and it's especially worse in the East.
Why do you think worldwide there's a concerted UN effort to do this, just to test their power? I think it's because they're getting ready to pop the Ponzi scheme and bring in a new world currency, and they don't want to go to jail for what they've done, so they want to do the virus, so they're in charge and claim all the new digital money and digital passports and digital social credit scores because of the virus and not the collapse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy to see. You see all of them have the exact same talking points. It's like they've just put them in at the perfect time or got the corrupt people at the perfect time. But you've had, I think it was the mayor of Sydney even dropped, this is the New World Order. About a year ago, he said that on live TV.
He said, this is the New World Order, get used to it, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and just other things. Just I've got a friend in the army, he's being forced to take the vaccine, otherwise he wouldn't be allowed on deployment. You've got those massive quarantine camps being built in Sydney. And then just saying we'll have perpetual lockdowns if we have one case of this virus, which I don't know how people are not seeing how this. You can't do that.
You just said the key. They're building quarantine camps all over the world. The UN said the end goal is taking people out of their homes. So now, contact tracing app said you might have it. Yep. Now you got to go to this camp. It's used to you disappear, you come back. It's total end of due process, end of Magna Carta. This is it, folks. This is the FEMA camp takeover. We've got to resist it. Thank you, Brad.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. I got a bunch of other calls from Australia. Any other points from that last caller, Lawrence?
I think people have a voice. And they need to use their voice, and they need to, those that don't agree with this, they need to take that voice into their workplace, and they need to take that voice out socially, and they need to be around the people that wouldn't necessarily agree with them, and they need to say there's a problem here. Because unless people feel emboldened and empowered to speak the truth, which is that we're being driven into authoritarianism under the excuse of some very, very non-lethal virus in relatively, then there's no answer. The more people that stand up, the better.
That's
if
right.
We don't stand up, we lose.
We should fear the tyranny, not the virus. In the order the calls have come in, I really appreciate Adam and then Grant. Adam in Australia, you're on the air. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, so just bear with me. But look, the reaction that this country, Australia, has had to the COVID and everything is just insane. I mean, I live in South Australia. We've had 4 deaths from COVID in what now it's been around for 36 months, and we've gone through 3 or 4 lockdowns where you can't leave your house for like about 2-kilometer radius and all of these crazy things. Everything gets closed down, and we've been a state that's actually been pretty lucky. I mean, most of the footage that you see of the cops arresting people for protesting and all that kind of stuff, that comes from Victoria and New South Wales. And, I mean, you look at the COVID numbers in Australia all around, we haven't even had 1,000 deaths. Like 35,000 cases. The majority of those cases all come from the one state in Victoria.
Oh, it's a total pretext for control.
And it just blows my mind how we react like this to those sorts of numbers. And our biggest problem, I think, is because you've got 3 groups of people. You have the people who are awake, they're aware of what's going on, they're spreading the information. You have people who are fully in lockstep with the COVID, they're pro the COVID, they're pro vaccine, they'll tell you all the numbers, where all the hotspots are, all these things. They probably won't have their minds changed, they're probably lost. And they're not even the majority. The majority of people are the people who, they sit on the fence. They'll tell you all the numbers and they'll give you this and the stats and they'll keep a track of all of this stuff. And then you sit there and you tell them about the numbers like that, or you tell them, you know, like across the world in 36 months, you've had not even 4.5 million deaths, and cancer and starvation combined in that same period.
Oh, absolutely. It's all a fraud. I see the cops beating men, women, and children with billy clubs. My God, what criminal activity. Shame on them. Thank Adam, do you think the police are ashamed of themselves, or are they proud of themselves in Australia?
It's tough to tell. It's probably a split, but I mean, a lot of them seem to just be power-hungry people who just like to exercise their power. But it's these people that you tell all of these things, and they, you know, they open their eyes and they go, "Oh, okay." And then the next day,
it's the sheep that are raising the sheep. Thank you. Next hour, more calls coming up. Final comments from Lawrence Fox. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello, I'm Mike.